Hello everybody, George here. As promised, today I'd like to do my audio mo. This will be day 27 on the Jawbone updater. I have the app installed on my PC, so I won't be able to go through the installation process. Once you sign in, everything works off of the Jawbone site. And once you sign in, you can find the Jawbone updater app, which needs to be installed. And once you get to the installation, it works much the same as any other installation. But what I'd like to show you is an annoying sort of tendency that the app has right from startup on your computer system. So I'm going to start my computer. And it's going to take a while to get up to this, so I'm going to pause.
Dismiss pop-up. Which channel? Pause recording.
Actually, while that's going on, I'll talk a little about the app. Just a very little, though, because I'm not going to deal with that a whole lot. I tried to yesterday. The app doesn't allow you to alter anything on the Jambox in any way, but it will, theoretically, this is, allow you to preview the voices that you can install with the updater. Okay, so that's NVDA loading. Next. There we go. That little blip there is
loading NVDA. Please.
Oh, something is pulling my computer down.
Wait.
But this is the annoying thing about the
desktop window.
The Jawbone updater. There's this little dialog box that comes up and doesn't always read properly, like it's not doing right now, which says, do you want to allow this program to make changes to your computer? And thankfully I know that Alt-Y is yes, so I can go ahead and do that, and it'll allow me to work my computer. It's very tricky, this little thing here, so hopefully that worked.
Taskbar.
Yeah, okay. So whatever it's done that. Now I'm going to make sure my Jambox is plugged in before we go to the next bit of this. But I'll finish talking about the app first. I was talking about it that you can scan, review things, not necessarily change them. Theoretically, you can also use it to play your music, but as I stated the first time, I'd rather just go with the music app in my iPhone or iPad that I know is accessible. I'm not... this... the Jawbone app, some of the things are not labeled correctly. And, the screen is a bit dodgy. Anyway, I will plug the Jambox in and we'll resume from there. Okay, so the Jawbone is now plugged in and I just want to make sure everything is going to work. So what I'm going to do is access the Jawbone updater through the system tray. To get there, I am going to hit Windows B, which is the system tray. It'll say user promoted notifications, but it's the system tray. Key or shortcut key in this case.
User promoted notification area toolbar. Jawbone plugged in button.
Okay, having done that, I am now going to use the application's key to get to a context menu. Oops, except this keyboard doesn't seem to. I got one of those wireless keyboards and I'll have to figure out where that context key is later, but I'll just use this one for now.
Context menu.
So, options. What I want to do is...
my device is M.
Right, so that's there.
Jawbone plugged in unavailable J. About, auto start Jawbone updater checked out. Quit Q. My device is M.
Maybe I'll try that.
Jawbone plugged in unavailable J. My device is M.
I may end up...
Jawbone updater. Web visit information dialog. You are logged into WebVisum. OK button.
Now it's going through a bunch of what sounds like coupling and uncoupling from the computer. And essentially, what's happened is it's gone to the Jawbone site. So I'm going to just say OK to WebVisum, which is
Mozilla Firefox. HTTP /jawbone.com/devices/device/E0D1E604-5B70. Navigation landmark. Navigation landmark list with one items visited link home out of list. List with three items visited link my devices dot. Visited link support dot.
I'm just having to read things. Carrie
Rule of gmail.com out of list.
Right.
Heading level 3
so
of
it's
one.
My email.
Do not close browser. Do not unplug slash turn on device. This can take up to 5 minutes. Heading clickable level 2 minijay box by Jawbone. List with 5 items. Clickable shortcuts. Clickable voices. Clickable live audio. Clickable caller ID. Clickable connections out of list. Content info landmark navigation landmark Jawbone list with 7 items. Link Facebook. Link Twitter. Link Google. Out of link out of list.
Okay, I see what's happening. Still getting used to my keyboard. I meant to silence the speech, which I kind of did. Indirectly. So what's happened is that it's applying something or other. That's the one thing also that I don't know quite what it's doing. I think there's some work to be done on the accessibility of this website. I'm having to use NVDA with Firefox just because it's the only way I can get the items to work out. I'm going to have a little fun. I'm going to get us to voices and open that up and see what we get. When I checked, I was able to play a few of them from here. Now, I can't attest to the layout of the page, what it looks like visually, but basically Firefox was reading, as I understood, from top to bottom of what was on that page. So you had your voices, and it's saying clickable. So when I'm going to position myself on voices and hit enter.
Clickable voices.
And not certain what happened. I expected it to refresh the page in some way, but it's sort of one of those weird partial refreshers, so I'll just monkey around a bit here.
Out of list. List with 4 items. Clickable shortcuts. Clickable live audio. Clickable caller up. Clickable connections. Out of list. Heading level 3. Voices and tones.
Here we go. Voices and tones. So it opened that up is what it did.
Clickable on off. Heading clickable on off.
On off. Okay, I'm not sure what that is.
Heading level 4 styles. List with 10 items. Clickable arcade.
Arcade.
Install.
And you can install these, and what it'll do is it'll go through that bit about applying and don't turn it off. Or don't turn it on, rather. Jambox has to be off to get any of this to work right.
Arcade.
So we'll let you hear some of the voices. This is one called Arcade. If I click on it, it should have worked.
Out of list with 10 items. Clickable. Hello. When I start up, you'll hear. I'll tell you how much battery life is left by saying battery is about half full. When people call, you'll hear call from 877254-7426. Clickable install. Clickable mobster.
And sometimes these don't quite line up.
Clickable,
right.
Clickable mobster.
Download this audio app and become part of the family. You'll hear things like, battery's about half full. Hey, I'm a half full kind of guy, you know. And call from 877254-7426.
Okay.
Clickable install. Clickable baseball.
Baseball. This is a weird one. This is different.
Clickable baseball.
It is baseball season, and Jawbone is inviting you to root your team on to the World Series. For all you baseball fans, here's a special audio app for you.
Right, so we're getting a few of these voices.
Clickable install.
Clickable install. Always the option to install.
Clickable bombshell.
Yeah, I wish they... That's one thing. I wish they had names for these, like... Anyway.
Clickable bombshell.
This one's just not being cooperative.
Clickable bombshell. Clickable
bombshell. Hey there, I'm the bombshell. When I start up, you'll hear things like, I'm on and ready to go. I'll tell you how much battery life is left by saying, my battery is about half full, could still use a charge, and call from 877-25